B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Maybe you guys saw this messed up story out of Florida. An elderly woman was killed by two alligators in a pond near her home, officials in Sarasota County said. This happened late Friday. Officials said the alligators grabbed her after she fell into the water. Whoa.
It couldn't get worse. Two of them.
The woman was seen falling into a pond along the course at the Boca Royale Golf and Country Club in Inglewood. The woman struggled to stay afloat before two nearby alligators grabbed her. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have since captured the alligators. They've removed them from the pond. This is not the first alligator-related death this year. In June, a person was killed after an alligator pulled them into a pond in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Weeks earlier, a 47-year-old man was found dead in a gator-filled lake that was discovered to be missing three limbs. The animals have been spotted multiple times in the southeast in recent months, and two were even seen as far north as Wisconsin.
Wisconsin alligators!
Though they have often gained national attention. Alligator bites are relatively rare. In 2021, the commission said that the state had averaged 8 unprovoked bites per year that required serious medical attention over the last 10 years.
So, Florida golf courses all have, like, water traps and things of that nature. Do they occasionally check them for gators?
I would think so.
And remove them?
I don't know if they remove them or not, but right next to where my mom and sister live, there's a golf course adjacent to their property.
Yeah.
And there's a gator. He's been hanging out there this year. I've got pictures of him. And so, yeah, I
would not play that course.
What you can do about it, but nonetheless, be careful. Here's a story out of Connecticut. Police arrested a New Haven man for allegedly pointing a gun at customers after they didn't say thank you when he held the door open for them.
He's kind of into his manners, isn't he?
Joshua Murray had held the door open for two female customers outside a Family Dollar store. A witness reported Murray was upset after not receiving a thank you, leading him to point his firearm at them.
Say thank you.
Murray.
Say thank you.
Did not have a permit for the gun, which is a felony. And police responded to the scene. They located Murray about a half mile away where he interfered with the arresting officers. No one was injured at the original incident or during the arrest.
Good morning.
Say good morning back.
Murray was charged with carrying a pistol without a permit, two counts of breach of peace in the second degree, and interfering with a police officer.
Sounds like the classic lit fuse.
Yeah. This is a pretty wild story, man. A West Virginia woman has awoken after a two-year coma and identified her brother as her attacker.
Isn't that wild?
Wanda Palmer accused her brother of attacking her at a residence near Cottageville, West Virginia, in June of 2020. Police say that Palmer was attacked, hacked, and left for dead. Police say they found Palmer in an upright position on her couch, and she was severely injured, and the injuries were caused by what appeared to be a hatchet or an axe. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said that when police arrived, they thought that she was dead. They soon realized afterwards she was still alive and breathing shallowly. Police never recovered the weapon. One witness reported seeing Palmer's brother, Daniel, on her porch around midnight the night before that she was discovered. There were no phone records, surveillance video footage, or eyewitnesses outside of Palmer's home. So police investigated several people, and they could never file charges. A couple of weeks ago, Mellinger said that his office got a call from Palmer's care facility saying that she was able to speak to authorities. Palmer was able to answer only yes or no questions, but provided enough testimony for police to arrest Daniel. Daniel Palmer was arrested and charged with attempted murder and malicious wounding on Friday. Wanda Palmer is now coherent. She is unable to hold full-length conversations, but they were able to get enough info from her.
I wonder what this is going to be like in court, trying to prove this, right?
I know, yeah. It might be tough.
Yeah.
It might be hard because she's obviously, you know, been damaged and been in a coma and
right.
All that stuff, but we'll see where this goes. If they can get just a smidge more evidence, maybe they can get him. A British man is dead and a woman believed to be his partner severely injured after what has been described as a sex game went horribly wrong.
Oh, don't you hate that when your sex games go horribly wrong?
A chambermaid at a luxury hotel in Florence, Italy, raised the alarm after the British woman, who was covered in cuts and bruises, begged for her help.
Oh, my God.
Paramedics rushed to the four-star hotel Continental in central Florence And the woman was taken to a hospital where she's reportedly in serious but stable condition. So an Italian newspaper, La Nazione, reports among the hypotheses that still have to be confirmed by the investigators is that a quarrel between the two tourists, which culminated in violence. Yet the hypothesis of an erotic game that ended badly is not excluded. Other guests at the hotel were already said to have contacted the reception desk about shouting and banging coming from the couple's room. The 40-year-old British man who died is understood to have suffered a seizure while taking part in a sex game with his 43-year-old partner.
Were there tools and sex implements used, or was it just simply rough sex?
They didn't say in this particular story. A local police source said
there was a paint mixer in the room.
The people involved are both British, and at the moment they said, we are working on two theories, an erotic game that went wrong or some sort of domestic argument, but the general direction is that of the erotic game.
I'll pretend I'm Prince Andrew. You pretend to Gary Coleman.
The man...
Go on.
I like it.
The man described...
He farted in my face.
Is that what happened?
Uh-huh.
That's what pushed him over over the edge.
He farted in my face.
It's going to make anyone upset. I said pretend you're Gary Coleman, not fart in my face.
He farted in my face.
He did.
So they said that the man described by the Daily Mail as an amateur league rugby player was found with a series of cuts, bruises, and other injuries on his body.
Wow.
And so was the woman, although she was more seriously hurt, and the man appears to have had some sort of seizure.
And he farted in my face. Not the way Chuck Berry does.
She said there is... The police said there is blood in the room, and the forensic teams were working there at the moment. While the woman,
there you go,
has been taken to the hospital for treatment.
He farted in my face.
The names of the two victims are not likely to be released until the investigation is concluded. The Hotel Continental is described by TripAdvisor as the place to see and be seen, a catwalk for fashion and desire.
Isn't that where hitmen stay?
In the heart of Florence. That's the Continental.
Yeah.
Which is pretty close to it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
An intoxicated pilot managed to make an emergency landing on a major highway in Missouri early Friday after his light aircraft ran out of fuel.
Is it Denzel Washington?
The Missouri State Highway Patrol excitedly tweeted to warn commuters on Interstate 70 that westbound lanes were being blocked by an aircraft. They added that the pilot was the only person on the aircraft, which had miraculously avoided hitting any other vehicles, though the pilot was slightly injured after the plane collided with a guardrail. And it later emerged that the reason for the pilot's emergency landing was that he had run out of fuel. The pilot was found to be intoxicated and arrested, the State Highway Patrol tweeted.
That could have ended nine different horrible ways.
Yep, he was released to a local hospital for treatment of a minor injury, but he was intoxicated and out of gas. And
might lose his pilot's license.
Landed on the highway. The first in a series of compensation claims against Ryanair over injuries allegedly sustained during an emergency landing has been settled for around $40,000. The cases arise from an incident during which an aircraft cabin became depressurized on a flight between Dublin and Zadar, Croatia. So the sudden loss of cabin pressure forced the pilots to rapidly descend. Oxygen masks were released during the incident. German police said 33 of 189 passengers were hospitalized, some bleeding from their ears.
Oh, my God.
After the plane made an emergency landing. An interim report by the German Federal Bureau of Aircraft Accident Investigation described it as a serious incident. It triggered a raft of lawsuits, and the first one to reach court was settled yesterday without any admission of liability by the airline. The plaintiff, an Irish woman...
Here's a nice warm towel to dab the blood coming out of your ears.
The plaintiff, an Irish woman, claimed to have suffered severe pain in her ears and shock to the entire nervous system.
Could you imagine that?
She claimed that she ended up losing her job to absence from work after being prescribed anti-anxiety medication. 18 other clients of the firm are residents of Ireland, Croatia, and the U.S. have also filed legal claims against the airline. The claims involve a mix of physical and psychological injuries and are being defended by Ryanair.
Did they at least offer complimentary snacks?
I don't know if they did or not. According to the pleadings, in the settled case, the woman claimed to have suffered significant barotrauma to her right ear, which required steroid treatment.
I think when your blood's coming out of your ears, you're dealing with something very substantial.
Yep. A video posted on social media appears to show a Splash Mountain ride vehicle at Disney's Magic Kingdom beginning to sink with several guests on board. Ted Klein posted the video to the Walt Disney World Annual Pass Holders page on Facebook on Tuesday. His wife, Jennifer Jean, said that her whole family was on a boat behind it and saw what was happening. She said they went down the big drop with their boat halfway sunk, and they were trying to get someone's attention before they started going up. And this is at the very end of the ride, and they were very lucky that they only got wet. In the video, several guests riding in one of the Splash Mountain log boats, including children, are seen jumping from the ride vehicle onto the attraction platforms. This reportedly happened close to the end of the attraction where Brer Fox is being pulled on by Brer Gator. This is the third time in nearly 2 years that a ride vehicle at Splash Mountain has sunk.
At what time does Brer Paramedic show up?
Splash Mountain will soon undergo a major transformation. It will be rethemed to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is expected to open sometime in 2024. But they've been having some problems with that. Time to hang it up.
Absolutely. Is that the oldest ride now at this point? Is it older
than Space Mountain?
Space Mountain's pretty damn old, too.
Not sure. It might be one of the older ones, but it's been there for a while. An Indiana man is being called a hero after he rescued four children and their 18-year-old sister from a burning house after he noticed their porch was covered in flames while he was driving by. Nick Bostic, who's 25, was driving to a gas station around 12:30 a.m. on Monday, and he noticed that the house was on fire and stopped. He said, "I saw the fire on the balcony, so I slammed on the brakes, pulled in the driveway, and ran into the house from the back, and I was hollering, 'Is there anybody in here?'"
Oh, man.
Bostic, who works at a pizza restaurant, noticed four people ranging between 1 and 18 coming down the stairs after they were woken up by his screaming. When he asked if anyone else was left in the home, he was informed that there was still a six-year-old in the house somewhere. So he plunged back into the pitch black, choking on smoke that came out of nowhere, and began checking under beds and in closets on the second floor before he heard a child faintly crying. Remember, this is like 12:30 in the morning, they probably know the lights are on or anything like that with all the smoke, too. Despite being in, quote, a black lagoon of smoke, the heroic young man went further in, grabbed the child, ran up the stairs to get away from the flames and the excruciating heat. He said it started to get hard to see because the smoke was getting bad, and I didn't know how to explain it, but it was like I escaped and I was going to probably die right there that night. But it was a weird calm. You just go to work as fast as you can. So in order to get out of the house, he had to break through a second-story window and jump with the child in his arms. He said the first time he punched the window, nothing happened, but he managed to break through the second time. However, the blinds were tangled around the child's leg, and he had to untangle it before blindly jumping out the window. He said it wasn't like I had any choice then. So he landed on his right side with the child on his left, suffered injuries to his back, arm, and ankle. The child suffered from minor injuries. The fire was the size of a campfire when he first got there, but by the time the fire department arrived, the whole house was up in flames. It prevented firefighters from entering the home. However, after they found out that he and another child were still inside, they hastily attempted to get inside. Body cam footage shows the moments directly afterwards. He managed to get out of the house. He thrusted a screaming child in the arms of an officer before he sat down, stunned on the sidewalk. You could be heard yelling, "I need oxygen," as he was heaving for air. Officers asked him to walk across the street where it was safer, and they laid him down on the ground. You can see him prepare a tourniquet for him. The police did. And he said, "I know this is going to hurt, but it's going to stop the bleeding." And he told him to just go for it. So he was airlifted to the hospital, put on a ventilator for smoke inhalation. He had some really bad cuts, a serious injury to his right arm. And the police are now calling him a hero. I mean, he ran into a burning building. He's
Full-blown hero.
That's the real hero. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
All right. And then one more story. Then we'll wrap it up. Police in an old Arizona mining town that gets 1 million tourists annually are warning residents to stop yelling at visitors, or they could face harassment charges.
You can't yell at visitors?
Yes.
Well, what's the fun in that?
Jerome, population of about 450, so it's a tiny town.
"Hey, you're not from around here."
Was once
home. Yeah, I love doing that.
To what?
"Hey, fatso, you're not from around here."
Just the best time.
It was once home to one of Arizona's largest copper
mines. You look stupid!
Copper mines, and is now a hub for artists, tourists that take in scenic views and visit stores and bars along the winding mountain road that passes through it. But Jerome Police said on a Facebook post this week that it has come to our attention that some people visiting our town on short visits and using lawful short-term parking passes are being yelled at or having notes left on their cars by local residents.
So it's a parking issue.
And they said yelling at or leaving notes could in some cases constitute harassment under Arizona revised statutes. And residents who think people may have violated parking regulations were asked to contact police. There you go.
I love little towns like this, though. If you've ever been, there's a town that I loved. It's in Arizona called Bisbee, and it was a copper town, a copper mining town.
Like this one.
Yeah, and yeah, similar sort of deal, similar sort of look, but it was this, it had sort of a ghost town-y feel to it. It was wild.
There's a place called Cripple Creek, Colorado, I've been to. It's kind of like that, yeah. And there you go. That's what I got in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.